It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Cat Fever!
Cat Fever!
In what? The hell was that?
That's a panther.
Meow.
Meow. That's a panther.
Hey, I was waiting for you to order.
Did you like mine?
What?
Let me see yours.
Meow.
Meow. Well, sexy cat. Why look at me like that?
He says he got the sexy cat.
Too many sexy cats.
Oh my God!
Man.
It's franchise history.
You got to feel Billy Lindsay. That's a cat's lifer right there.
That is cat's.
That's a cat's lifer. You feel good for Billy Lindsay. You feel good for Randy Moeller, for Steve Goldstein, Doug Plagans, the entire broadcast crew.
Yeah,
you know, tremendous job by them. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know truck.
I have an urgent.
Oh,
an important announcement.
Ooh,
the parade route.
Oh yes,
has been revealed. The Panthers
441
send a news release.
Yes.
Florida Panthers to host championship celebration Sunday, June 30th at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Fans invited to celebrate and join the parade route, which begins at A1A and Rio Mar Street in Fort Lauderdale at 11 a.m.
Yep.
There you go.
I love that.
The parade will go along A1A starting at Rio Mar Street, concluding just north of Fort Lauderdale Beach Park, across from Hotel Marin at Southeast 5th Street, where a formal rally stage will take place.
Let's go. I'm
there.
There
you go.
I am there.
Sunday, everybody, 11 a.m., Cats Parade along A1A.
Don't you think Sunrise got to get some love?
What are you going to do, Leroy? Like, what are you going to do around the mall?
Okay.
That'd be nice.
You know what we should do?
What?
Fan boat parade.
Fan boat. In the Everglades?
No, I'm just saying.
I took the scenic route today.
Where they play is there.
Yeah,
right?
But who wants to go to a parade around a mall?
Leroy, you got a party at the Rainbow, the Rainforest Cafe?
Ooh.
I was just like.
Wanadu City? Remember that?
Don't they have Churro Mania at Sawgrass? That's where I'm
going. That's where you'll be.
We can get free samples. Like, we'll have some with the toothpicks.
I liked Evan Rodriguez saying that he's going to make a giant margarita with his Stanley Cup day.
Oh,
that's a cool thing. One day with the Stanley Cup?
One day.
Oh.
Yeah.
One day.
One day.
How much ice cream can I eat?
In Canada.
So good.
I have a hard time.
It's got to have a whole day in Finland, right?
Some of these places that are just freezing cold right now, they're saying, I want to do it in Florida.
Is it freezing cold right now in Canada?
Hmm.
I don't know what it's like there.
I want to say yes.
It's always cold in Canada?
Edmonton.
Dude, I was there.
Even the move.
I went here in college. I went up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on my birthday.
53
and it was snowing. So I would imagine.
And there's a fog.
Right.
So yeah, again, Panthers parade Sunday, June 30th, 11 a.m.
What a horrible day in Edmonton.
A1A, starting at Rio Mar Street, concluding just north of Fort Lauderdale Beach Park, across from Hotel Marin at Southeast 5th Street. That is where the rally stage will be for everybody planning to get out there Sunday, 11 a.m. Let's get to the rest of our headlines, which is just cats. It's, just, it's a cat's day.
Right.
It's a cat's day, everybody. All right? We know trucks.
We know trucks.
There you go.
Look at that red.
Palmetto Ford. Let's hear from Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
This man is an attitude setter for the Cats. They shipped Huberto off to Calgary. They brought in the fiery Matthew Tkachuk, the emotional leader. Here he was celebrating ABC, getting interviewed after winning the Stanley Cup.
Matthew.
Something really special here with what we have.
We just showed your dad Keith crying. He had a heck of a career, but he never won a Stanley Cup. What does this mean to your family?
There were two moments today that really hit me. One was leaving my house with everybody there, getting walked up by my dad and brother. I can't even describe how special that feeling was to me. And all I wanted to do was win it, not only for everybody out here, I really wanted to win it for those two, especially. This is a journey that starts with family, and I'm so appreciative to have the best family in the world. And then the other one was Oki telling me about his talk with his 8-year-old son that hit home with me as I was that kid once, dreaming and all about to lift the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
I'm not crying.
You're legit goosies right now, dude. Legit.
Goosies.
Oh, my God.
That was good. That was so good. There were so many moments in the postgame that you can tell that this really resonated with a lot of them.
Yeah, it's really cool. We have a tweet from Roberto Luongo. Oh. Two tweets, actually. Who, by the way, has never acknowledged that it is his Twitter account. We just know that it is. It's at Strombone. And it says, what a night. And he's hoisting Lord Stanley, Leroy. And then, well, I can't read this all on the air. But let's just say he tweeted, I banged the bleep out of that drum.
I honestly thought he was going to break it.
Oh, God.
And nobody cared because it was him. That's who bangs the drum.
Yeah.
That's when you get to bang the drum to where nobody's paying attention to how you're banging the drum. Just bang it, baby. Just go head on and get the drum.
Oh, he was so fired up. He got everybody just jacked up with that situation. And then just for him, man, like, you know, he never got there as a player. Got very close. Of course, you had those damn riots in Vancouver. But legitimately, like, your first guy to get it in the rafters, and he becomes part of the Panthers front office, the whole goaltending committee and all that stuff, helping out Pilsito, who we'll hear from here in a second, and we'll hear from Bobby Lou in just a second. But, yes, I agree, Roberto.
Who did you want to hear from the most?
You banged the Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob. I would say Paul Maurice.
I was going to say Paul because he's been dropping.
Paul Maurice
I thought
is,
he would lose. I wanted to see him break character.
Yeah. He was legitimately like had that thing for what? Like it felt like a minute just straight of just looking at the cup.
Yeah.
Soaking in the cup.
Cursing at the cup.
Got a little dusty in the old Tobin house.
When they handed it towards him.
That's really why you sent Tommy to bed. You didn't want him to witness you.
That's what to me, that's what sports is.
But it was Spencer Knight who gave it to him, correct?
Spencer Knight was in the house.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool moment.
That was very nice.
But when you generally feel good, genuinely feel good for somebody else's success. We hear it in sports all the time, but I think when we watch these guys with the relationships that we've had or we hear from them every day and whatever, I really felt good for Paul Maurice.
Absolutely.
26 years at it. He didn't make it about, he never made it about him, ever, right? Even to this day, he still says, you don't win it, you share it. Go ahead. No. There has not been one person to come into this organization that has changed the way they have played more than Paul Maurice. Yeah, and it took some time, because I can recall a couple of people weren't happy about the way they started.
Guilty. But I apologize to him last
year. Right. And then all of a sudden, it clicked. And for about a year and a half, they have been the best hockey team in hockey.
Dr. Toboggan says the way he raised the cup was pure goosies. It was,
it
dude.
It was wonderful.
He soaks it in.
Right.
Here's Bobby Lou, by the way, for our viewing audience. This is him just banging the holy hell out of the drum yesterday. He looked like he snorted hockey before he went up there.
Yeah.
Chip! I'm all jacked up on Mountain Bobby Lou!
He put full force.
Like that, that drum nearly broke.
No.
It nearly broke.
It won't break.
I think that was the best
option.
I'm
telling you, I'm pretty sure he would have
been. You can't break that drum. I've seen.
It's a big drum.
Like, Fonz was in a band. You can't break that drum.
I love Wade. I love Marino.
He really tried.
Don't know if they would have been able to do what he did.
This drum was probably like, the drum after, this is a drum a game after Jack Nicklaus. He goes, it was easy times last time. Whoa!
You see the drum is like, whoa! Like, the drum's looking up like, this Bobby Lou got some evil intentions.
Rick, what's going on, Rick?
So can you imagine the mindset that before you walk on the ice, when this buzzer goes at the end of the third, you're either lower than whale dung or you are on top of the clouds?
Yeah.
I have never in my 71 years of following sports seen such a disparity going into the championship game, where that team could have been the worst choking dogs in the history of sports or the greatest in the NHL this year. I have never seen that before in my life. And I was praying that all of South Florida wouldn't have to feel that choke job. I love the Panthers, and I want to correct Leroy on something, and I'm going to imitate Leroy. Can I just say this?
So good.
It was the trade for Matthew Tkachuk that changed this team, not Paul Maurice. I love Paul Maurice, but the guts to trade a 115-point player for Matthew Tkachuk, Bill Zito, you are the best in the world.
Good point.
There you go.
Excellent. Thanks,
Rick. I can't argue that.
No,
that would be,
it all goes hand in hand.
That would be. It's if you tell me that it was bringing in Matthew Tkachuk, I mean, samesies.
You guys want to see an adorable picture?
Oh yeah,
always.
I would love to.
It's Barkov on a golf cart with a bottle of Perrier.
Well, because look at him eyes. Look at him eyes. That's because that's all his body said. No, no more. Let's take a break.
Tap machine.
Look.
He's hurting right now.
Listen, I wonder how many of those could wear those shoes where they're going when they go home.
Oh, dude. I don't know how cold it gets in Finland.
Do you think he wears those to the airport?
Do I think what?
That he wears those to the airport?
Dude, most hockey places, it gets really cold.
So they all have to go to Vegas? Like, are they all going to Vegas? They're all going to go to Vegas, yeah, before the parade?
More partying.
More partying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the place you go. About? They're going to Vegas.
You think the Cup's going to Vegas?
He won. He got to get a damn award.
You know what I would do? I would go as a team. I'd be suited and booted, and I'd walk up in the award ceremony with the Stanley Cup. Walk in there with the Stanley Cup. You won the Stanley Cup. It does not leave your side.
You guys look over to Connor McDavid and be like, how's that lumberjack award that you got over there, dude?
How's that tree they carved?
How's that piece of wood that you have?
The charcuterie
board. You have to bring it in there, right?
Of course.
You have to.
Of course. What's bringing
the cup? Who's going to be the happiest draftee? The one that gets drafted to the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. It doesn't always work that way, though. I got drafted right after they went to the AFC Championship game, and we were 3-13.
Don't put that vibe out.
I'm not putting that vibe on. I'm just saying.
Dude, it'd be great if you just
I was so happy.
Sergei Bobrovsky just spent all of Russia this offseason. He comes back just fat. He goes, oh, sonny.
No, he.
There's no shot that happens.
I think they like staying here.
Of course.
Right.
He's gonna like we're gonna see that that Stanley Cup on a boat every week.
Wouldn't it be something if Kachuk and from Boston brought their championships to their little middle school?
Oh,
Tatum, nah. Yeah, huh?
Nah.
No, I mean I
that'd
like
be cute.
It's just cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
Like it's like listen, cool. Regardless of what you think of, I'm looking at it more along the lines of Kachuk than Tatum.
Yeah.
It would just
you
be cool. Could you imagine being a middle school and say, all right, today we have show and tell. Lord Stanley, an NBA championship. Like, who gets that?
Miss Sunshine, is it true that the Boston Celtics beat nobody and the Panthers had to beat all the best teams and the best players? Isn't that true? Is that true?
Not now, Billy.
Why? Why is the fourth best player bringing it to us? Is Jaylen Brown with him? Where's the guy with the broken teeth? He got baby mouth like me. Is it true you guys didn't even celebrate in your own city?
Bum! Wouldn't it be something if they walked in and all the kids were chewing them off piece? Like, yeah. To get here to welcome Matthew Tkachuk, we're going to all get a mouthpiece and chew on it.
Yeah. All right, kids, who wants to learn how to get into a fight?
Yeah, right?
So what you do is you pull the jersey over their head. Yes. Come over here, Tatum. Come on. Because I don't want to do that. No, come on. Don't be a weenie. For the kids.
Fun. For the kids.
Don't be a weenie.
My goodness.
Take a break. Back after this.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence.
Out to the right point for CeCe. Down along the boards, then Dreisaitl. Fogel cuts out front. And a save by Bobrovsky. And then it's pushed away out of harm's way by Kulikov. And the Panthers break it out quickly. Here's Reinhardt at the right wing side. Reinhardt to the right circle. A shot. And he scores! Sam Reinhardt gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead here in Game 7. 4:49 to play here in the middle frame. And Sam Reinhardt out of the right circle gives the Panthers the lead.
Things are going wild, Leroy. We
this
are watching.
Song will last forever. It's amazing, like how good a song is. That anytime somebody wins a championship at any level, this song is right.
It's Goosies,
dude. It's Goosies on top of Goosies.
Show me the picture. Come on.
Which one?
Lomberg.
Well, I got a bunch to show you.
I want to see the Lomberg picture.
Well,
he says I'm gonna make fun of Lomberg.
No, I'm gonna. You're gonna make fun of him in a video because you're gonna height shame him. Is what you're gonna.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you,
but here
you
is.
I won't height shame him.
This is Ryan Lomberg.
Whoa!
With the cup.
What? What are you talking about? I can't make fun of that.
Shredded.
Wow.
Shredded.
He is shredded.
Now he's 170, but that's okay.
He is. 170. Oh, my God.
Oof.
Wow. Okay.
It's like he's struggling.
I mean, everybody said that last. Everybody's like, I cannot believe.
Who's the little kid standing next to him?
That's not a little kid.
He's on his knees.
He's on his knees.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He's waiting for his drink.
He's getting the drink. Oh.
Waiting for his drink. Okay, we have an update on Lord Stanley.
Oh, do we?
It's on the beach. I saw it crossing A1A.
Lord Stanley has crossed into the ocean.
Oh! Yeah.
Lord Stanley is
it's in the ocean. If you win a championship.
Okay, wait, but.
If you win a championship in Florida.
Yep. Hold on, but did you see how beautiful those waters look?
It looks great. It is great, perfect South Florida day.
Wow, dude.
A perfect South Florida day.
How much security do you think they got around them?
I don't know. So it doesn't look really like that much.
I'm pretty sure our friend has to be there.
That Michael Bolt, is that his name?
Yeah, he's there.
He has to be there. He's probably like, oh man, Kachuk. These guys make me nervous.
How great is that, dude? And right now, by the way, the weather in Edmonton is 53 degrees and foggy.
What's the weather here, actually?
Imagine getting off the plane and you just see, like...
This is a video from... hold on one second.
Touch the water, dude. That is amazing.
It's amazing. What a day. This is from David954FLA on Twitter. Matthew Kachuk reaching the ocean. With the cup.
He has a belt.
He has the championship belt. He has the championship belt with him. Kachuk, who is like, I got the hell out of Calgary for this.
Yeah! Oh! He didn't. Wait. That would have been funny if he looked back and went, Leroy.
He is in the ocean right now. He's hoisting it over his head. He gives it a smooch.
Oh my! Is that not going to be the best picture?
At this point, they're numb, right? They're numb.
Do you think they slept?
You just mean alcohol?
Yeah.
What?
They're just numb.
Oh my God! How many drinks have already been in that cup? It's amazing.
You know, everybody got to get their favorite drink: champagne, of course. Beer.
Cup was baptized.
Did you see what happened with Big Wall last night? Keith Kachuk in the locker room. They never won the cup. Never won cup, so the Kachuk name finally gets to go on Lord Stanley. But last night in the locker room, they allowed him
to touch the cup.
To not only to touch the cup, but they gave him Mr. Kachuk a big dose of beer right there.
Whoa! Hold on,
and
that
now
is...
you see why all the Kachuks fight.
And then
because that's dad, that's the leader.
That's dad. That's dad.
There is 1 inch of beer in the locker room.
There is
right
a
now.
Flood in there.
It's a flood. Yeah, you're going to need new carpets. You're going to unless they've lined that with just tremendous amount of plastic. Lomberg's going nuts in the background. What a time to
he's
be
like out. The only one shirtless too, which is hilarious.
Man. Of course, and he's loading back up on more. Lomberg's like more. What a time, dude. This is so much fun. Can we hear from Bill Zito?
Yes.
Bill Zito yesterday.
Did he calm down? No. Is he calmed down yet?
I bet he better not.
No, you know what I mean. Calm down. He was losing his mind.
Dude, he's intense.
He's
a very intense man.
The most intense person. Wait, think about this. Can the most intense person in your building, when all this is going on, be your GM?
Whew.
Right? Because everybody else, listen. Nobody else panicked. Not one player, not a coach. Nobody else panicked. Right?
Yep.
The GM was losing his mind.
Here is Bill Zito yesterday.
Bill, so many of the guys talked about how special this group of players was. Tell me about the identity you were looking to build in the Florida Panthers.
I think the perfect example of that was earlier in the series, Matthew gave a game puck to our team services guy. I won't tell you why. That doesn't happen. That's leadership. That's kindness. That's how all these guys treat each other. I know it's a superlative, and I know you hear it every time someone wins something, but it's different.
So what type of players are you looking for?
Good ones. 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We only have 3 days now, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the draft is Friday. So we're very blessed with our coaching staff and our players, and Vinny empowers us, and it's really humbling, and it's really, I don't know, everybody who's done it says to you, now you know it's like when you don't know what love is until you have a kid, right? And the baby comes out like, oh, I don't know what, that's kind of how I feel.
You took a chance and hired Paul Maurice. Why was he the right man? Okay, so tell me, why was he the right man for this group?
Well, if you ever interact with him, you can tell right away. He has the hockey acumen. Most importantly, his character, he's perceptive, and he has emotional intelligence. And he knows how to treat people and get the most out of guys.
What's the most gratifying part about this for you?
I have my dad here.
You can go celebrate with him. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Damn.
Gooseys.
That's Bill Zito yesterday with Emily Kaplan on ABC. What a time. What a time. We got some more footage of the Great Crossing. If you guys, we're going to throw a lot of this stuff up on our YouTube if you guys want to see right now. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat. Shmeethan says, man up, Zito.
He is. He's got a sign of the meeting.
Smeethan.
Hey, Smeethan.
Just won the championship.
Smeethan, he ain't letting up on nobody.
Ruthless, dude. Oh. Ruthless. But this is the parade you can see.
Yeah.
The real parade's coming up on Sunday. Unofficial parade going on right now in Fort Lauderdale Beach. This is the crossover to the ocean right now. Everybody watching the Stanley Cup go to the Atlantic Ocean.
This is probably the coolest thing I've seen the Stanley Cup do, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're in Florida, you win the Stanley Cup, it has to go to the beach, right?
Definitely.
Has to.
Oh, no, look, there's people. There's people holding them off.
There's people who have
to hold back.
Yeah.
Everybody back.
Yeah.
There is one couple there.
There's cops. Look at the cop right there.
No idea about any hockey.
But the thing that's fun about it, man, is like it's really cool to just see like everybody's just having fun right now. You know, like they're amongst the people.
Nobody's doing nothing stupid.
Nobody's doing anything stupid.
Crazy. Right.
Everyone looks pretty calm. Like no one is pushing each other.
Nah, it's cool.
That's good.
Everybody's relaxed. You know. Perfect way to celebrate a Tuesday.
It's so amazing.
There's no work getting done right now.
Tacos
no work.
And the Kachucks.
If I didn't work in sports radio, I definitely would have called out today. But I feel like we're celebrating here. So, same thing.
Now, you know what? The team picture should be on the sand. As you know how they all sit around the Stanley Cup after the game?
They almost forgot Bob yesterday.
What?
Bob was getting interviewed. Yeah. And they're like, we're taking the picture. And Bob's like, hey! He like ran around and he had to slide in there. They almost forgot Bobrovsky.
That's it. Lord Stanley, meet Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Oh, delightful. We'll take a break, everybody. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQM, and on the Odyssey app. We'll get to some of your calls as well, 305-567-0560. Back after this.
Your slap shot is not working, circuit stopping you all night long. Jersey says Bobrovsky, but friends just call him Bob. Your power play stays hurting, he just makes scoring so hard. Gold glove side ain't a problem, I have the five hole and you're done. So you won't get goals 1, 2, 3, or 4. Throw the rats on the ice, gonna need plenty more. Butterflying in the crease, blocks from his defenders. Gustav Montour, best goalie in the world, Vezina trophy. Diving saves with his blockers, call it Bobbery. Cannot wait until he's hoisting Lord Stanley. Every puck getting stopped by Bobrovsky. Every puck getting stopped by Bobrovsky. Every puck getting stopped by Bobrovsky.
Oh, stuff. Montour. That's my favorite part.
You know, every time they mentioned Montour yesterday.
That's what you thought of?
I heard your voice.
Gustav Montour.
So happy. I'm so happy today. South Florida should be happy, everybody. You guys can get in here, 305-567-0560. Your Florida Panthers, they are Stanley Cup champions. They are right now over on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Lord Stanley has been in the ocean. It has been pouring drinks at the Elbow Room. There is a parade Sunday on A1A, 11 a.m., the team announced today. And we're having some fun, baby. We are having some fun here. We will get to some more cat talk. Of course, coming up, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius, RVN Richie!
Oh, my God, Tobin. Apparently, I'm taking cat fever to a new level. I stupidly went onto a website, and I ordered a Panthers championship shirt. It wasn't Timo. It was Zumo. Cat fever!
Cat fever! There you go, RVA Richie. He's fired up today. Pete, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy, listen, just to show you what kind of
media town we live in. Huh? My kid said, hey, Dad, pick up a paper for me. Want that forever.
Okay.
When we looked and looked and looked, finally found the Miami Herald. And you know what's in the front? The flag of Germany. Mm-hmm. It's not even on the sports section front cover. You got to go about two pages in, and it's in black and white. You want to talk about an ad house that should be covered in the Miami Herald? What a disgrace.
Nah.
Thank you, guys.
Get it together, Miami Herald.
What's going on?
I think that is a good idea, though. Newspaper. We don't really have that, you know? For the
you want like the those are the old school things. Right. Yeah, you get to nice. You put it up there.
Front page.
I'm telling you one thing though. Mm. I'm sure there'll be a later cover today because you can't like print the cover. Like what is it? 11 a.m. The you know
what are we doing here?
It takes time to print a paper. You know
he's angry at the newspaper. Not
easy. He's very mad. He couldn't find any newspapers.
That's fair. I mean he has
couldn't find any newspapers.
That's a good point.
They had time.
Okay, J-Fig demands, she demands her paper.
Come on, don't they do that for the Miami Heat when they win?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's been quite some time. Newspapers gone a different direction since then.
Man.
Absolutely. No, because guess what? Technology has gotten better, so.
What a time. 560, you're on the air. Hello, hello.
Yo, it's Mandu.
Hey, what?
Hey, we got cat fever over here. It's your Mandu.
You got cat fever? Wait. You sure?
Yeah, we got
you, you got a little bark off? Give me a little bark off.
Oh, that's great. That guy's been partying all night. That's what it is.
That guy's he's either drunk or I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Actually, he may have something for real.
That's possible. 560, what's your name?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's your name? Stobin.
Anthony Manzano.
Hey, Anthony. Oh, you're on the air, buddy.
Last name. Like that.
I have a question for you guys. With the Conn Smythe Award, do you guys think because of the controversy that they gave it to a player on a losing team like McDavid, should they actually have MVP awards for the conference and Stanley Cup separately like they do for other sports?
I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, like that, it was a weird thing though, like that they seemingly decided in the middle of the series, win or lose, he was going to get that trophy just because of, you know, his point total. And again, his point total was excellent, but you know, his team needed him all the way and he wasn't there yesterday. So I don't understand how Sergei Bobrovsky can have the performances that he has had all playoffs as well, and that gets looked overlooked like it's nothing when it obviously was something. But
they almost backed their minds.
I'm going to say this to be honest. I think the reason why Bob doesn't get the respect he does is because the national media, of hockey media specifically, doesn't consider Florida a traditional hockey market.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I think that was, first of all, it was very noticeable yesterday. It was the Edmonton Oilers pregame show, you know, which, like, I get it, they got Messier, but it was all about the Edmonton Oilers. All I saw were shots of Edmonton Oilers. You would have thought there were no Panthers fans in there. So I definitely think that plays a part, buddy. I think that definitely was, you know, they had decided in the middle of the series, this guy is great. And he is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disrespecting. Like, I'm not going to do the thing where I hose him down.
This situation is not his doing.
No, it's not. But it did feel very much like that coronation had happened with the back-to-back four-point games. And I'm just like, okay, hey, great. Great performance. But you guys held Bob Stinkers, which weren't even really like that bad. You held those against him more so than lifted up his great performances.
Right.
And
I mean, just think, if they gave him the Conn Smythe, then how great was Bob shutting him down the first three games?
Right.
Right. And they didn't look at it that way. They just looked at, but again, when you see the way that they have praised him from the beginning, they almost wrote a check that they asked couldn't cash. Mm-hmm. And that was their way of cashing that check by giving him the Conn Smythe. Because they have been like, and it's not McDavid's fault. Like, it's not on him. He's great. He's awesome. He's fun to watch.
Of course.
He's a lightning in a bottle.
He terrified me.
But what should have been, the story that should have been told is what the Panthers did to that team. That fast, that excel in the third period of this past game. right? They looked exhausted. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could do nothing. And that's where you tip your hat to the champs and say, you know what? As great as Connor McDavid was, right? These Panthers shut him down for a majority of the series.
Absolutely.
And that's a fact. But instead, they talked about the amount of points that he got, you know, and those two games.
I don't even think, but like, do you think at the end of it, like, I'm sure he's honored, but like, do you think he wants that award?
No! Like, it's a reminder of you losing.
Like, do you think he really wants to look at that stupid wood trophy?
They can say this. And this is what I would say if I was on the other side of that. We were down 3-0, and most teams fold up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it to a game 7, and we lost 2-1.
Of course. It was an honorable performance to get your team like that, because a lot of teams would have right. crumbled. But
here's the other thing people don't understand. The Conn Smythe is a playoff. It's not just the finals.
It is, but come on.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just like, I don't know what to make of that, because we don't, like,
You're pretty much guaranteeing
the Conn Smythe is going to go to one of the two final teams.
Sergei Bobrovsky was the overwhelming favorite once we got to
until game four.
Then the odds flipped to McDavid after game five. And that's like what it felt like it was decided.
They were just waiting for it, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't forget, Bob also had the greatest save we've ever seen. Against
the Bobbery.
The Bobbery.
Yes. It's amazing. It has a name.
Yes.
560, you're on the air. Oh, he's gone. All right. Well, don't worry about it then. I'm just loving watching social media right now, Leroy. Everybody's going berserk. The cup is on the loose. It's going crazy. Can we hear from Bobby Lou yesterday?
Yes.
Banged the bleep out of that drum. This was him on Sportsnet.
Roberto, you waited a long time for this. What was the feeling like hosting the Stanley Cup over your head?
I don't know. I don't really remember. It was so amazing just looking at everybody and... it doesn't feel real right now. It's put in a lot of work, whether that's on the ice or off the ice last few years, but finally we got there, so it's an unbelievable feeling.
You lived an incredible journey as a goaltender in the net. I mean, what's the journey been like working the front office and trying to help get the organization to this point?
It's been a blast. I love doing it. You know, I love building teams. I love putting pieces of the puzzle together, making it fit, building a great group of guys like this. Just to see it pay off like this again is an unbelievable rewarding feeling.
Banging the drum before the game here tonight. I mean, when was the last time you were that fired up?
I don't know. I don't think I was ever that fired up. I really wanted to. I've had a lot of pent-up emotion over the last week, so I needed to let that out.
And you had a big hug for Sergei Bobrovsky here after the game ended. What did you say to him?
Just so happy for him. I'm proud of him, the way he responded. Obviously, the last week hasn't been easy, but in the biggest moment, he came through, so it was great.
Just one final one, Roberto. Obviously, we're broadcasting back in Canada. You have so many fans in Vancouver. You're an Olympic gold medalist. Any message for the fans north of the border?
I just want to thank especially the people of Vancouver for their support. Received a lot of messages over the last 2 months, people rooting for me, so I'm truly grateful for them, and I always enjoy going back there. I look forward to going back there next season.
Roberto, congrats.
Thank you.
Man. Gooseys, dude. What a time.
Gooseys.
I'm just happy, man.
I'm happy. You look happy.
I can't say nothing to you. Any conversation that is about your boy, I'm going to just watch. Why'd you get all warm and fuzzy?
I'm happy. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that was a cool moment. I don't know if you saw that, but him and Roberto hugging afterwards.
I'm more than sure they had a ton of conversations.
They've right? both been on both ends of that. Of right. Like, hey, you're the greatest thing ever. Hey, you're a right. bum. Get the hell out of town.
Exactly. Which is, like, sucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny because if you're an athlete, right, and the fans love you, and you choose to go somewhere else, you're then hated. If you struggle for a week or so, you're hated. Like, you can either be loved or that's it, right? There's no, come on, buddy, get through it, you know? Like, no, there's none of that.
Crazy, man. Jonathan, what's going on, dude?
Tobin.
Yes, sir.
I need you to call a doctor for me, because I got a fever.
Are you all right?
The only cure is more championships!
Yeah!
before we start asking for more, let's enjoy this one. Holy smokes.
Nah, I want more.
I'm greedy. I'm a greedy little pig.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Listen, I'm enjoying this.
We're favorites for next year. Us in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What about McJesus?
No.
No?
No, he's favored to win the Conn Smythe somehow. That's very crazy. They've already got the voting for next year.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi. I was waiting for the rest.
I thought the sound effects, did they crap out?
I guess. I don't know. I was actually waiting.
It's got the same sound guy as Alanis Morissette. Take a break. Back with more shenanigans. Celebratory day here on Tobin and Leroy and WQAM, your home of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Back after this.
Your slap shot is not working. Sergey stopping you all night long. Jersey says Bobrovsky. My friends just call him Bob. Your power play stays hurting. He just makes scoring so hard. Gold glove side ain't a problem. I have the five hole and you're done. So you won't get goals 1, 2, 3, or 4. Throw the rats on the ice, gonna need plenty more. Butterflying in the crease, blocks from his defenders. Gustav, Montour, best goalie in the world, Vezina trophy. Diving saves with his blockers, call it Bobbery. Cannot wait until he's hoisting Lord Stanley. Every puck getting stopped by Bobrovsky. Every puck getting stopped by Bobrovsky. Every puck getting stopped by Bobrovsky.
Oh,
stuff.
Montour.
That's my favorite part.
You know, every single time they mentioned Montour yesterday.
That's what you thought of?
I heard your voice.
Gustav Montour.
So happy. I'm so happy today. South Florida should be happy, everybody. You guys can get in here, 305-567-0560. Your Florida Panthers, they are Stanley Cup champions. They are right now over on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Lord Stanley has been in the ocean. It has been pouring drinks at the Elbow Room. There is a parade Sunday on A1A, 11 a.m., the team announced today. And we're having some fun, baby. We are having some fun here. We will get to some more cat talk, of course, coming up, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. RVA Richie!
Oh, my God, Tobin. Apparently, I'm taking cat fever to a new level.
What's
I stupidly went onto a website, and I ordered a Panthers championship shirt. It wasn't Timo, it was Zumo. Cat fever!
Cat fever!
There you go, RVA Richie. He's fired up today. Pete, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy, listen, just to show you what kind of a media town we live in. My kid says, hey, Dad, pick up a paper for me. He wants that forever.
Okay.
When we looked and looked and looked, finally found the Miami Herald. And you know what's in the front? The flag of Germany. Mm-hmm. It's not even on the sports section front cover. You got to go about two pages in, and it's in black and white. You want to talk about an ad house that should be covered in the Miami Herald? What a disgrace.
Nah.
Thank you, guys.
Get it together, Miami Herald.
What's going on?
I think that is a good idea, though. Newspaper. We don't really have that, you know? For the
you want, like, those are the old school things. Right. Yeah, you get to nice. You put it up there.
Front page.
I'm telling you one thing, though. I'm sure there'll be a later cover today. Because you can't, like, print the cover. Like, what is it? For 11 a.m.?
What are we doing here?
It takes time to print a paper. You know?
He's angry at the newspaper.
He's very mad. He couldn't find any newspapers.
That's fair. I mean, he
couldn't find any newspapers.
That's a good point.
They had time.
Okay. J-Fig demands, she demands her paper.
Come on, don't they do that for the Miami Heat when they win?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's been quite some time. Newspapers gone a different direction since then.
Man.
Absolutely. No, because guess what? Technology has gotten better. So.
What a time. 560, you're on the air. Hello, hello.
Yo, it's Mandu.
Hey, what?
Hey, we got cat fever over here. It's killed by dew.
You got cat fever? Oh,
wait.
You should.
Yeah, we got cat fever.
You got a little bark off? Give me a little bark off.
Oh,
that's great. That guy's been partying all night. That's what it is.
He's either drunk or I don't know what the hell's going on.
He may have something for real.
That's possible. 560. What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's your name? Stobin.
Anthony Manzano.
Hey, Anthony. Oh, you're on the air, buddy.
Last name. Like that.
I have a question for you guys. With the Conn Smythe Award, do you guys think because of the controversy that they gave it to a player on a losing team like McDavid, should they actually have MVP awards for the conference and Stanley Cup separately like they do for other sports?
I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, like that, it was a weird thing though, like that they seemingly decided in the middle of the series, win or lose, he was going to get that trophy just because of, you know, his point total. And again, his point total was excellent, but, you know, his team needed him all the way, and he wasn't there yesterday. So I don't understand how Sergei Bobrovsky can have the performances that he has had all playoffs as well, and that gets overlooked like it's nothing when it obviously was something. But
they almost backed their minds.
I'm going to say this to be honest. I think the reason why Bob doesn't get the respect he does is because the national media, of hockey media specifically, doesn't consider Florida a traditional hockey market.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I think that was, first of all, it was very noticeable yesterday. It was the Edmonton Oilers pregame show.
Yep.
You know, which, like, I get it, they got Messier, but it was all about the Edmonton Oilers. All I saw were shots of Edmonton Oilers. You would have thought there were no Panthers fans in there. So I definitely think that plays a part, buddy. I think that definitely was, you know, they had decided in the middle of the series, this guy is great. And he is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disrespecting. Like, I'm not going to do the thing where I hose him down.
This situation is not his doing.
No, it's not. But it did feel very much like that coronation had happened with the back-to-back four-point games. And I'm just like, okay, hey, great. Great performance. But you guys held Bob stinkers, which weren't even really like that bad. You held those against him more so than lifted up his great performances.
Right.
And
I mean, just think, if they gave him the Conn Smythe, then how great was Bob shutting him down the first three games?
Right.
Right. And they didn't look at it that way. They just looked at, but again, when you see the way that they have praised him from the beginning, they almost wrote a check that they asked couldn't cash. Mm-hmm. And that was their way of cashing that check by giving him the Conn Smythe. Because they have been like, and it's not McDavid's fault. Like, it's not on him. He's great. He's awesome. He's fun to watch.
Of course.
He's a lightning in a bottle.
He terrified me.
But what should have been, the story that should have been told is what the Panthers did to that team. That fast, that except in the third period of this past game, right? They looked exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could do nothing. And that's where you tip your hat to the champs and say, you know what? As great as Connor McDavid was, right? These Panthers shut him down for a majority of the series.
Absolutely.
And that's a fact. But instead, they talked about the amount of points that he got, you know, and those two games.
I don't even think, but like, do you think at the end of it, like, I'm sure he's honored, but like, do you think he wants that award?
No!
Like,
it's a reminder of you losing!
Like, do you think he really wants to look at that stupid wood trophy?
They can say this, and this is what I would say if I was on the other side of that. We were down 3-0, and most teams fold up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it to a game 7 and we lost 2-1.
Of course, it was an honorable performance to get your team like that, cuz a lot of teams would have crumbled. But
here's the other thing people don't understand. The Conn Smythe is a playoff. It's not just the finals.
It is, but come on.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just like, I don't know what to make of that, because we don't, like,
I'm just
saying. You're pretty much guaranteeing that Conn Smythe is going to go to one of the two final teams.
Sergei Bobrovsky was the overwhelming favorite once we got to
until game four.
Then the odds flipped to McDavid after game five. And that's like what it felt like it was decided.
They were just waiting for it, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't forget, Bob also had the greatest save we've ever seen. Against
the Bobbery.
The Bobbery.
It's amazing. It has a name.
Yes.
560, you're on the air. Oh, he's gone. All right. Well, don't worry about it then. I'm just loving watching social media right now, Leroy. Everybody's going berserk. The cup is on the loose. It's going crazy. Can we hear from Bobby Lou yesterday?
Yes.
Banged the bleep out of that drum. This was him on Sportsnet.
Roberto, you waited a long time for this. What was the feeling like hoisting the Stanley Cup over your head?
I don't know. I don't really remember it. It was so amazing just looking at everybody, and it doesn't feel real right now. It's put in a lot of work, whether that's on the ice or off the ice last few years, but finally we got there, so it's an unbelievable feeling.
You lived an incredible journey as a goaltender in the net. I mean, what's the journey been like working the front office and trying to help get the organization to this point?
It's been a blast. I love doing it. You know, I love building teams. I love putting pieces of the puzzle together, making it fit. Building a great group of guys like this, and just to see it pay off like this again is an unbelievable rewarding feeling.
Banging the drum before the game here tonight. I mean, when was the last time you were that fired up?
I don't know. I don't think I was ever that fired up. I really wanted to. I've had a lot of pent-up emotion over the last week, so I needed to let that out.
And you had a big hug for Sergei Bobrovsky here after the game ended. What did you say to him?
Just so happy for him. I'm proud of him, the way he responded. Obviously, the last week hasn't been easy, but in the biggest moment, he came through, so it was great.
Just one final one, Roberto. Obviously, we're broadcasting back in Canada. You have so many fans in Vancouver. You're an Olympic gold medalist. Any message for the fans north of the border?
I just want to thank especially the people of Vancouver for their support. Received a lot of messages over the last 2 months, people rooting for me, so I'm truly grateful for them, and I always enjoy going back there. I look forward to going back there next season.
Roberto, congrats.
Thank you.
Man. Goosies, dude. What a time.
Goosies.
This is happy, man.
I'm happy. You look happy.
I can't say nothing to you. Any conversation that is about your boy, I'm going to just watch. Why'd you get all warm and fuzzy?
I'm happy. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that was a cool moment. I don't know if you saw that, but him and Roberto hugging afterwards.
I'm more than sure they had a ton of conversations.
They've both been on both ends of that. Like, hey, you're the greatest thing ever. Hey, you're a bum. Get the hell out of town.
Exactly. Which is, like, sucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny because if you're an athlete, right, and the fans love you, and you choose to go somewhere else, you're then hated. If you struggle for a week or so, you're hated. Like, you can either be loved or that's it, right? There's no, come on, buddy, get through it, you know? Like, no, there's none of that.
Crazy, man. Jonathan, what's going on, dude?
Tobin.
Yes, sir.
I need you to call a doctor for me because I got a fever.
Are you all right?
The only cure is more championships!
Yeah!
Before we start asking for more, let's enjoy this. Holy smokes.
Nah, I want more.
Greedy. I'm a greedy little pig.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Listen, I'm enjoying this.
We're favorites for next year. Us in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What about McJesus?
No.
No?
No, he's favored to win the Conn Smythe somehow. That's very crazy. They've already got the voting for next year.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi. I was waiting for the rest.
I thought his sound effects, did they crap out?
I guess. I don't know. I was actually waiting.
He's got the same sound guy as Alanis Morissette. Take a break. Back with more shenanigans. Celebratory day here on Tobin and Leroy and WQAM, your home of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Back after this.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.